I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as your Miami Dolphins victorious last night. So we'll do a Fins mix bag as Vlad was boots on the ground. So this Jaylen Waddle loves Tyreek Hill. That's his guy.
That's his twin.
That's his twin, dude. He loves him. He loves him. And so he said afterwards he had mixed emotions after the win, but Tyreek going down. Here was Waddle baby Waddle.
Yeah, definitely mixed emotions having, you know, one of our captains, leaders, and just the player that means so much to the team, you know. You know, prayers to him. It's tough. It's just sad, you know, anytime you see someone go down, but a guy, you know, that stature, what he means to the team, what he means to the game of football, just his legacy and everything that he, you know, did in his career is always tough.
You know? Would you say he took it the hardest, Vlad, yesterday in the locker room?
Yeah, I think so. Because he, they asked him, because, you know, reporters come in after talking to other players, so they come in late. So it was like the same question was repeated a couple of times, but it was asked how did he feel and what was Tyreek's remarks to the team, and it was basically the same. You know, he kept it light. He was cracking jokes, making everybody, I guess, feel better about the situation. But it affected him because that's his guy. Like, that's the guy he looked up to. He mentioned that Tyreek's a leader, and we all know that was a question coming into the season. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Leroy is muted.
Oh,
go ahead, Leroy.
You don't need to be a captain to be a leader. We need to get over that.
Right. No. Right.
Every leader on your team wasn't a captain, but I would say the fact that Waddle's saying that. And now, keep in mind their relationship. And let's be clear: the relationship you have with your brethren in the same room may be different than the relationship you have throughout the offensive side of the ball. So if you are a wide receiver, Tyreek, all the wide receivers look up to Tyreek because they want what he wants. They want to be able to be explosive like
right.
that. They want to get that money like him. Whereas if you take Tyreek and put him just in the offense, there's other guys who may look at Tyreek and say that you need to be better with this, this, and this. And we all know what those issues were last year at the end of last year, right? But I would say the respect he has in that room is always going to be a lot different, especially to Waddle, because all those other guys have changed. Waddle and Tyreek were the only two that been there from the get-go.
4 years.
And so that is going to be a different relationship just in itself. So that means that when the situation happened at the end of the year, the way Waddle and Tyreek going to talk about it on the side is going to be different than how everybody else goes. So I could understand how he's hurting more than everybody else because their relationship is different. They're together all day. They're in the same room all day. They talking about, you know, football or whatever all day. So that relationship is going to be different. It's just like how my relationship is different with Robert Smith than it is with Randy Moss. Doesn't mean I don't have mad love for Randy Moss, but I was with Robert Smith 8 hours a day, all day. That relationship is different. So I understand why Waddle might be a little more hurt and how he said, no, that dude meant a lot to me. He was a leader to me, right? So, like, just understand that you might get different feelings. I think everybody's upset that he's hurt, right? Don't get me wrong. But what Waddle will say could be a little different than what somebody else would say.
Yeah, like Tyreek Hill could be sitting there joking with everybody else, and then he just brings Waddle in, like, just real close. He goes, I'm in so much pain. It really hurts.
Yeah, so exactly. You know what?
Because you're handling
exactly. Exactly.
Because like, Tyreek, you're handling exactly. this really well. He goes, I'm in so much pain right now. Don't
the
tell
anybody.
The thing
that he would say to Waddle is going to be different because they got – it's almost like a brother versus a cousin. You know, you're still family – and you're going to respect that family. But your brother, y'all got a different relationship.
One family member who was super late to the reunion but had a hell of an entrance to the party, Darren Waller.
I knew where that was going.
This was Mike McDaniel on Darren Waller's debut. Buckle up.
I know that you guys were waiting until Waller was totally ready to go. Could you imagine that he would have a debut quite like this, 2 touchdowns?
Yeah. You don't put in plays or have players play, you know, with the expectation of, you know, anything but their best. I knew he was fully capable, and I just didn't want to, you know, overcook it. He's
it's never stopped
you
before.
It inspires me, and I think it inspires his teammates. You know, a guy that. You know, has a love for the game of football and does the journey to get back, and no one, everybody kind of, I think, empathized, but at the same time, you know, it's tough when you get to a new team and then you're a partial participator, and it takes a while. And, you know, all he's done is everything that he possibly can do and put his best foot forward and has been a phenomenal contributor to our team. But, you know, he's, you know, I think the guys have felt that he's been doing
Stop
everything he can.
Stop, man. It's 2.5. This answer's 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
Minutes long,
Check
okay?
this out.
What?
Check this out.
What?
First of all, somebody hit the -1 button.
Oh, I'm hitting it.
Hit it, and I'm going to tell you why.
-1.
Because a week ago, he sounded disgusted with Darren Waller.
Well,
did he not?
That's a fact.
We were wondering if they were going to cut bait with Darren Waller.
Maybe it was for deception, you know, throwing him off.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, bro.
Throw him off
hey,
the scent.
He talked too much to be deceptive.
Yeah, your ass is on the form, and you can't be talking like that to be deceptive.
Yeah.
He was doing a little show me over here, but I'm really thinking this over here. You know, he goes,
all illusion.
I bet you the Jets came in the last night having no thoughts Darren Waller was going to do anything.
Hell no.
No shot.
We're on the same sideline.
The same transcripts. They know what Mike McDaniel said.
Nobody's reading the Mike McDaniel transcripts.
they're very long.
I will say this. His debut was not like OBJ. OBJ looked like he was struggling to run.
No.
Darren Waller was moving.
It was an awesome story. Like, it really is. Look, Darren, I want to apologize. Now, we're scarred. We're scarred. We've seen this. We've seen what we thought was this act before. But you apparently, my friend, you marched to a different beat, and you actually did need time to get ready, and you balled out. Although that second touchdown, I thought it could have gone to Julian Hill. I mean, you know.
Did you have Julian Hill anytime touchdown?
You saw me send it out, right? Julian Hill caught one and ran it down the sideline.
It was goose.
I said, you know, Julian Hill get ready to score because Waller's not in the game, right?
It's going to be super juicy next week because he was back up to +1,100, and now that Waller's caught 2 touchdowns, there's no. He's going to be like +2,000 next week. This may be our time.
I mean, yeah. Throw it to your tall guy. And look, here we go. Here we go. He said, I want to see more. I'm like, dude, he ain't played football in 2 years, and the first thing you get is 2 touchdowns?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm good. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I mean, like, right. I understand wanting to see more, but, like, you haven't played in 2 years? Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
Right.
Very impressive. We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. If you guys missed it, we had Norman Powell stop by early yesterday. We'll bring that to you as well. As the newest Miami Heat guard was a delight. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
104.3 FM. WQAM. Miami Sports.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.